So we're talking about until now how Eliyahu HaNavi, after the great success with Nevi'ei Baal, he killed them all, and he got rid of all the Avodah Zarah. He made such a strong impression that even Ahav himself, Ahav Melech Yisrael, who was engrossed in Avodah Zarah, he was so impressed by Eliyahu that he went ahead and he got rid of the Baal. He approved of getting rid of Avodah Zarah. Then what happened was Izebel found out by Ahav what happened, and she was not very happy about what Eliyahu did. So she decided to threaten him. She was going to threaten him and try and kill him. So he runs away, he runs away into the desert, and he lies down by this tree. What he thinks is a tree really turns out to be a malach, and this malach gives him this ugas ritzafim, this cake that was made out of fire of some sort, some kind of spiritual, ruchni, elevated food. Eliyahu eats it, and now he comes to a place. So Pasuk Ches continues, V'yokom v'yochel v'yishte, he gets up, he eats and he drinks. V'yelech b'korach ha'chil ha'i, arbaim yoim v'arbaim loyla, ad ha'ra elikim chayrev. He walks 40 days and 40 nights until he gets to ha'ra elikim, Har Sinai, the same har that we received the Torah on. And obviously there's a correlation between these 40 days and 40 nights that Eliyahu went without eating to the 40 days and 40 nights that Moshe Rabbeinu spent in Shemayim while he was receiving the Torah. So he gets to Har Chayrev, and what does he do? V'yoyev sham el ma'ara, v'yolin sham, he comes to a cave, he goes to sleep over there. Hashem turns to him and he says, what are you doing here? Why are you here? Meaning, why is he asking him why he's here? Because you're not supposed to be here. Why are you in the desert? Why are you in the wilderness? You're supposed to be amongst the people. You're supposed to be the one to rebuke the people, to set them on the right path. Why are you here in the middle of nowhere? This is not your place. That's what Hashem is telling him. So what does Eliyahu say? Vayomer, Kanoi ki nesi la Hashem Elokei Tzvakos, ki ozvu ubischa bnei Yisrael mizbechisecha harsu, v'esneviecha harogu becharev, vayvosar ani levadi, vayivakshu es nafshi lekachatol. So Eliyahu speaks out his frustration. He vents out and he says, oh, Hashem, you won't believe what happened. Jewish people have left you. They've killed your Nevi'im. They left the path of the Torah. They ruined your Mizbeach, meaning the Mizbeach of Hashem. And I am the only Navi that remained, that was left. And they wanted to kill me as well. Right? So he's speaking out of his frustration. Well, what am I supposed to do? Right? This is extremely frustrating. And even after success, after his big success with the Nevi'ei Baal, what happens? Izebel tries to kill him. It's not fair, I'm trying to do God's work, right? And here I am, suffering. What am I supposed to do?
What happens to all the Nevi'im?
You want to turn to you, I can't take it, and it blows on me.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Put it back in.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, what were we saying, Richie?
All on the VM, they have trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel gets killed. Pony Amagul gets killed. Who else? All the Nevi'im.
Yeah, they did not have an easy life.
They.
Right?
Somehow they. They end up. Bad end. They don't die in bed.
Right, right. They don't die of old age.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's challenging.
It's a challenging job.
Yeah.
Yonah.
Another example. Working for God is not easy. Working for Hashem, you don't sit back, get the corner office, enjoy a big fat bonus. No. It's not exactly the way it goes. It's difficult, challenging work. So Yonah over here is, speaking out some of his challenges. He says, Hashem, what am I supposed to do? This is not fair. The Yoimer, so Hashem turns to Eliyahu and he says, Tzeveh malato b'har l'kni Hashem, v'ini Hashem oivev ruach g'doyel v'chazak mefarek harim u'meshaber sloim l'kni Hashem. Right? He tells him, go outside, there's something I want to show you. Hashem is going to demonstrate how it's done, so to speak. He says, go outside, and you will find a very powerful wind. A wind, they could take apart mountains. They could tear down stones in front of Hashem. However, you might think, oh wow, that's so impressive. That's so powerful. That must be the symbol of Hashem. Hashem says, no. Lo yibaruach Hashem. Hashem is not in that big, powerful wind. That's not where he is. Okay, what comes next? Avachar ruach, rash. Right, this great noise. Terrifying noise. You might think, all right, maybe that's Hashem. No. Lo yibarash Hashem. Hashem is not in the noise either. The achar arash, eish. You got fire. This big mighty fire comes along. Is that Hashem? No. Lo yibarash Hashem. The achar eish, after the fire, kol demomo daka. Silence. Called the Mamadaka. And that's where Hashem is. Hashem is in the quiet. The quiet after the storm. What is Hashem telling Eliyahu over here? Trying to impress him, trying to pique his interest. What is Hashem doing? Trying to show him what he can do, what he's powerful of? What is Hashem doing over here? So the Malbim explains that this wind and noise and the fire, these are the mechitzos. These are the separations between the different parts of the Kodesh, of the Shekhinah. And then, after all that, comes this whispering, this hissing noise. He calls it kena chashma, like the electricity. If you ever hear electricity, it's kind of that hissing noise. And the chashma obviously refers to a much higher power. Chashmal today, in Hebrew, means electricity. But chashmal in Kabbalah has a whole different meaning. Chashmal in Kabbalah is referring to something higher, something more elevated, something more spiritual. That's what the chashmal is. And so Hashem is telling him, listen, Eliyahu, you've been trying very hard to influence the Jewish people, to set them on the right path, but you've been doing it all wrong. That's what Hashem is telling Eliyahu. You've been doing it all wrong. You are coming along with these, big, bombastic statements, these magnanimous events of killing these 400 Nevi'i Baal, shechting them in front of all the people. You are hoping that's going to have the influence, that's going to have the impact on the Jewish people to change their ways and to become better people, to return to Hashem. Hashem says no. I'm not about these big, powerful winds. Not about noise. Not about fire. Right? No. Enough of this fireworks. Enough of the noise. Kol demomo daka. If you want to influence the people, if you want to try and set them on the right path, don't do these big, bombastic things. Come on, kol demomo daka. Sure. Quietly, slowly, easily influence them in quiet, relaxed words. Don't try to, have these drushes that are tearing down and powerful, and I'm going to show you, and this is what it's going to be, and a shamble. No. None of that. That's not the way to influence people. You want to influence people?
This
is the Malbim. The Malbim explains this.
So
he's explaining this pasuk.
Yeah,
meaning what Hashem is showing him, that Hashem is not in the wind, Hashem is not in the fire, Hashem is not in the noise.
He explains this by the way, why silence is better.
Yeah, silence is better. Meaning, in a calm way, in relaxed words, come over to them, talk to them one-on-one, relate to them, listen to them. That's how you change people. That's how you wanna set them on the right path. That's what you gotta do. You gotta do it silently. You gotta work with quiet. Not with big, powerful, bombastic servants.
When your wife yells at you, you gotta go, yes, dear.
Exactly. For anybody. For an Avim, for a rabbi, for a Kiyur rabbi, for a husband, for a father.
If you yell back, it doesn't do any good. It gets worse.
But this is not Jewish, usually Yiddish.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm saying that's our challenge. And I'm saying even Eliyahu Navi made that mistake. Mm. Eliyahu Navi thought, oh, if you want to influence the Jewish people, let's show them how it's done. I'm going to take all the 400 Nevi'ei Baal. I'm going to bring them to the river. I'm going to shech them on them. I'm going to cut their heads off. The blood will be flowing. Everyone's going to see how powerful Hashem is. And we're going to do this major nisim with the fire coming down from Hashem. No. Hashem comes along and says, Eliyahu, nice try, but that's not how it's done. Not how it's done. Not how we do things over here. You want the people to return to me, you gotta do it nice, quietly, easily, smoothly. That's how you're going to influence people.
This is what Israel worked with Palestinian.
You're saying that's how what?
Nobody, all modern Israel is fighting his enemy this way.
Mm-hmm.
Not to make big noise, because try to find compromise.
Yeah.
But properly, this enemy should be another.
Yeah. I'm saying that's. Well, I'm saying we all know that. You know, I know that as a cure rabbi. You wanna influence people. You wanna help people. You wanna show them the way. You gotta do it in a relaxed manner. If you tell them off, right, I don't like going into politics, but you see sometimes Democrats, they talk about how, you know, oh, and we're going to, you know, tell those Republicans, we're going to get in their face, and we're going to show them where they're wrong, we're going to prove to them, we're going to argue with them, we're not going to even let them say one word. And they think they're going to influence people that way? No. That's not how you influence people. That's why they're so out of touch from where the people are holding. If you want to be in touch with people, if you want to help them, you want to converse with them, you want to influence them, you gotta do it nicely. You gotta do it quietly, and that's the way of Kiruv is, right? You don't tell them, oh, you're gonna burn in hell if you don't listen to me. If you do a Averis, you know that it's wrong, and Hashem hates that. No, it's not the way to do it. No one's gonna listen to you. Everyone's gonna walk away. This is a very fundamental lesson that Hashem is telling Eliyahu Navi. This is how to do it. So let's continue. So when Eliyahu hears this, what's his reaction? Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayikishmei Eliyahu, vayolat panav badartoi, vayetza vayamut pesach ma'arav, hine elav kol, vayomer malcha pa Eliyahu. So Eliyahu hears this, he covers his face in his cloak. He goes and he stands in the opening of the Ma'ara, of the cave, and Hashem turns to him again, and he says, Eliyahu, what are you doing here? Why are you here? Now, this is the second time Hashem is asking Eliyahu why he's here. First time was in Pasuk, Pasuk Tes. Right now, in Pasuk Gimel, after he taught him this very important lesson, he asks him again, what are you doing here? So Alban says, why is he telling him again?
You said before why he was there. You get the same reason the second time.
Yeah, Eliyahu was still saying, listen, I can't do this. I can't. It's not my way. I can't bring myself to... Because why? Because Eliyahu was such a zealot. It bothered him so much that the Jewish people are turning away from Hashem that he has to tell them, he's got to tell them off, right? What do you mean? This is wrong. You're turning away from Hashem. See, he was so passionate about it, he couldn't hold himself back. So Hashem says, okay, listen, if that's your way, then guess what? Not your job. You're fired. Right? It's not for you. Not fired. You're being let go. V'yomer Eliyahu says, Kanoi kinesi l'Hashem lo'ki tzvakos. I'm a kanoi. I'm a zealot. It bothers me. I'm passionate about it. Ki ozu b'risecho b'nei Yisrael as mizbechisecho harasu v'esneviyecho haragu b'charev. They destroyed your mizbeach. They killed your nevim. V'yavosra nilavati v'yavakshu esnafshi l'kachasa. He repeats what he was saying before. He killed all your nevim. I was the only one left. So he's so bothered. It bothers him so much. He's so passionate about it. He cannot hold back.
He had to calm down.
He has to calm down. Yeah. Hashem is telling him, listen, take a chill pill, Eliyahu. Calm down. That's not the way to do it. But Eliyahu says, I can't. I can't hold back. So Hashem says, okay, if that's what you're holding, I understand. We're going to go into plan B. What's plan B? Pasuk desvav, v'yomer Hashem elov, lech shu l'darkecha midbar adam masek, go back to where you came from, to go through the desert to Damasek, uvaso umashachta eschazoel l'melech al aro. I'm going to have someone else carry out my wrath against the Jewish people. That person is going to be Chazoel. Chazoel is going to be the king over Aram. And he will be the one to fight against the Jewish people. We're going to see later on how he's going to fight against the Jewish people. And he's going to punish them. Who else? Pasuk Tzayin. V'esnihu ben Nimshi, Timshach l'melech al Yisrael. Elisha bet Shaphat me'avel mecholo timshach lenavi tachtecha. So Yehu ben Nimshi is going to be the king over the Jewish people, and Elisha ben Shaphat, he's going to be the navi. He's going to take your place instead of you, because you clearly cannot do the job.
How does he go to anoint Hazael? He's a Goyish king.
Right, yeah, he's a Goyish king, but Hashem is setting into place the punishment for the Jewish people. Yeah.
I think I don't understand. Before we learned, we got rid of the Nevim, the Baal, and all the people, all the people did Shuvah.
Yeah.
Okay, that was before.
Right.
So, he did something. Right, and now afterwards, what does he want?
Who? Hashem?
No.
Eliyahu?
Yeah, he did his job.
Then, right.
But I guess so. He was afraid he did the wrong thing because Hashem didn't tell him to do that.
The problem was that even though he did his job, it did not have lasting effects. It didn't last.
Oh.
Jewish people turned back to Avodah Zarah.
How long afterwards?
I don't know exactly how long, but it seems like he was not successful in what he did. Right? Ezebel is still trying to kill him.
So okay.
Jewish people are still doing Avodah Zarah. Mm. So clearly, he was not. You know, he tried very hard. It seemed like he was very successful. Right? But it only lasted momentarily. Very, very short-lasting results. That's why he turns to Hashem and he says, Hashem, please take me. I can't do this anymore, right? That's it, I tried. I've done my job. That's it, I'm done. Right, I give up. Hashem says, listen, if you want to be successful, If you want to influence the last, then you have to do it in a more relaxed fashion. You got to do it more calmly. Try to influence them from a place of listening and understanding, not from a bombastic, powerful.
But at what point are you supposed to stop? We go back. He was Pinchas, and he did. He killed them.
He was a zealot.
He had to.
Right.
And then right away, Hashem said to him, to the people, he did a good thing because he saved you all. You were all dying to this. So that is him. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So now he does this other thing, and then he goes back again. We already know how he feels about things. And he and Hashem accepted that it had to be done. So I guess, well, what we learned with him 2 weeks ago, at that point, after you do something, it has to be done. You can't keep on wanting to keep doing this here. It's going to help. Then you have to tone yourself down and think about it. And instead of doing what you did and you keep on doing it, you have to start praying to God that the people should repent. Is that what he said? What are you doing here? I mean, why are you still the same way that you want to, he's killing these people? What's gonna help? You have to get the people to repent if you kill them. I mean, is that what's going on here?
Yeah.
But we see that's him. And Hashem told all the people.
This was the rule.
He did what he was supposed to do.
You know, when.
And he's not a killer. He's not the
president.
Or anything
they
else.
Win a war. You win a war. And the next time they have an election,
they want a different
president.
After it's done, you have to start calming down and trying to get the people.
It happens
to repent, like before. Do it right. You can't be good. Can't keep going. Punish. Who's going to be left?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But that's the way the world
right.
is.
Okay.
No, but why is this new king just better than?
Well, let's see.
Ah,
let's see about this game.
Now king is Ahab.
Yeah.
And he's very strong wife. And now he got to go back and make new king.
But, yeah.
But he learned because he's very his wife. Now he will go back like it. Something happened
with
this king?
With Achav? No, Achav's still around.
The reason why he left to the desert because he scared his life.
Right.
But now he should go back, and now what happened? Why he believed Achav's wife is not anymore going to kill him?
Why is he not afraid of for his life anymore?
No, but this is why.
But he still is.
The major reason why he ran away. But this is natural change king by Nevi'im.
Yeah, we find that with Shmuel.
Yeah.
Right? When Shmuel was still, right, when Shaul was still king, Shmuel anointed David HaMelech. Even though Shaul was still a sitting king.
But this case. Even Ahab doesn't want to leave. Nobody asks him.
So Ahab is still going to stay king,
but he is
going to be killed. He's going to be killed by this new king, Yehu. Yehu is going to kill out the whole household of Ahab. We're going to see in the future.
This is Hazael. It's first time mentioned in this book.
What?
Who is Hazael? New king.
Now, Chazal is not the king over Israel. Chazal is the king over Aram. Yehu is the king of the Jewish people.
He said that the thing that he actually didn't do that. Elisha did that. Anointed them, not him.
Right, Elisha is taking the place of Eliyahu, yeah.
I mean, the way he says, return, and you shall come and make him. And then it's talking about Elisha. It should be the other way around. He went and he met Elisha, and Elisha did the job.
Right. Yeah, we'll see. We'll get there.
He got pensioned and he lost his job.
Yeah, he lost his job. He got let go. Shem says, listen, you can't do it my way. Then don't do it all. No, don't do it at all.
All right.
You gotta hire Elisha. He's going to do it the right way.
He's the man.
You know, Elisha's the man, yes. Oh. Arkady, everything's okay, yeah?
But if you need him, old one is still need him, or doesn't make any connection to the Hashem anymore?
What do you mean?
He asked him to step away. Step
away. Right.
And after that, he became kind of normal man, or still have power?
Elio?
Yeah.
Still gonna have, he's still gonna be a Navi. Still gonna have a connection to Hashem, yeah, for sure. But he's not gonna be the Navi for Bnei Israel. He's not gonna be the one to tell them to repent, to influence them. No.
It's still his business.
Yes.
Now it's 120 volts, not 240.
Ah.
He has less power in it.
Oh, okay.
Less power.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens to Eliyahu very soon. Eliyahu is not forgotten yet. He still plays a very important role. But in order to influence the Jewish people, you need somebody else, right? Because Eliyahu obviously can't do it in a relaxed way. So that's why he's telling him to hire Elisha. So he's going to do it the right way, hopefully. So now, what Hashem is doing now is he's setting the stage for the punishment for the Jewish people. Yehu and Chazal are going to be the ones to kill all the people that were involved with the Baal, including Achav and his household. And let's see what happens. Pasuk Zayin. V'haya anim lot b'cherb Chazal yomis Yehu. Anyone who escapes the sword of Chazal will be killed by Yehu. V'anim lot b'cherb Yehu yomis Elisha. Anyone who manages to escape from Yehu will be killed by Elisha. V'sh'arati v'Yisrael shiva salafim. There will be only 7,000 people left. Kol erekayim shalei koru labav chol apeh shalei asher lo inoshak lei. All the knees that did not bow down to the Baal and every mouth that did not kiss the Baal, they're going to be the only ones that will be left. Everyone else that was involved in the Baal in any way, shape, or form, They'll be punished. They'll be fully prosecuted, and Chazal and Yehu will take care of them. And whoever manages to escape will be killed by Elisha. So we'll stop there. We'll see, hopefully next week, what happens to all the of the Baal and what eventually happens to Leo. Okay, we'll stop there.